Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
It's hump day.
Yeah, it is. Man, this week is going fast. Just me? Maybe it's severe weather in there. I don't know.
About midway yesterday morning, I had to pause and remember if it was Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
Clearly it was Tuesday.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, yesterday was Tuesday.
Tell him the end of the story.
Wait, what? I didn't even, hold on a second.
Today is Wednesday, so yesterday was Tuesday.
Yeah, today, how did you fare in garbage day? You're a Tuesday garbager.
We have the best neighbors ever.
Are they going to come back around?
No, they got our stuff.
You got taken in a good way.
I got a little CR News Now alert that, like, don't leave out your glass because we're not coming for that. I think they were kind of like double timing it. They were like, let's get through this and let's get through this fast so that we can make sure that we collect everything, which was good. And then we have the kindest neighbors in the world, and they're like moved our cans
for
us so they didn't blow over and they were like up against the house.
I was surprised. Be prepared. That's a good motto, right?
Yeah.
But like the city of Marion was like shutting down.
Yeah.
Like the library closed. They were supposed to have some city council meetings and then they moved those virtual and they closed City Hall, which is the right thing to do when you think danger's approaching.
I think we approach send it people home. Differently post derecho.
You're right. Exactly. Yeah. Was school pickup impacted for you?
It was, but I made a tough decision. I'm home in the afternoons. So I was just sitting there like, I don't want to be in that situation where it's pickup time because it's going to hit at that exact moment. And it did.
Yes.
So it did impact pickup. They had to move kids inside instead of having them be outside getting in cars with their parents or on buses or whatever. They had to, you know, go take shelter.
Right.
So I picked my kids up early. I don't want something to happen like a derecho and I can't get to them.
And you had the convenience of doing that.
It was
which
close.
Was nice.
Exactly. Yeah.
The only damage we took is we've lost a welcome mat.
Oh, no. How'd that happen?
It was loose outside and
blew away.
In some of the, we know where it went, but it kind of got all rolled up and it was kind of old anyway. So, sayonara. We wish you well, welcome mat.
So sorry for your welcome mat.
I got to drive him to a welcome mat farm now.
And now it's not welcoming at your house at all.
Right?
They really all hinged on the mat.
The only way people knew to approach the house was that mat. Now we're just going to get a lot of questions from people who are just going to sit in the driveway.
Should we knock on the door?
They don't seem very welcoming. Is the welcome mat out? No.
It's just kind of hostile. Do you get that vibe? I get that vibe.
I need a hostile mat.
I have seen several go away signs. Like, you know, usually it's home or like welcome or something by a door. And now it just says go away. Which, you know what? That's your vibe. Let's be honest.
It fits
Let's just be honest.
It fits who's inside the house.
Yes.
Ours needs to be that dog that's barking at you in the window is purely barking and he's okay. He's not going to hurt you.
You need to be like, don't worry.
Don't worry. He's fine. He's harmless. Don't worry. He's harmless.
Yes.
With an arrow to the window.
He's more afraid of you than you are of him.
He doesn't know any better.
He just can't. It's going to be a long sign. He just can't talk, so he barks.
Ever since derecho, though, we're talking about Roland. He gets storm shock now. Yeah. That was not a thing before.
Mm-hmm.
And now he shakes.
Well,
he leans up into
us. Tree fall on his
house. Yeah, no kidding.
That's a traumatic.
There were moments, though, in the break of the rain, they're like, let's just get him out in case we got to go back to the basement again.
Yeah.
And he just wouldn't leave the couch. Like, he has his safe zones.
Poor guy.
I know. Anxiety ridden dog.
I had anxiety ridden kids. I was like, I took a bowl of candy. I was like, I got some leftover Easter candy. Anybody want to come in the basement? It's going to be a party. We're going to have a good time. They're like, why are you offering us candy? Oh, well. And then they just followed.
What are they taught, Claire? They're taught never, even though you're not a stranger.
I'm not a stranger.
You're using candy as a bribe.
Mom's giving us candy for no reason. Okay. I was just trying to calm things down. He's like, you know, Starburst. So they had a lot of paper that you had.
Boy, you thought through that.
Uh-huh. It's an activity.
Were they going to make like the Starburst Bracelets?
No, we got like bracelet making thing. We have beads and rubber bands.
But you kept them occupied.
Yes.
That's what you had to do yesterday.
Exactly.
And we move into a day where nothing.
Nothing.
Breezy, maybe a little rain this morning, but nothing.
Not scared of you.
Nothing. And tomorrow's just rain.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Rain's nothing, right?
The only thing I don't like about today, take it from a guy who gets hot fast, is humid.
Oh.
Yeah. Sweatshirt was a bad idea.
Didn't factor that in.
It's going to be a humid day.
Okay.
It already is humid. You didn't feel that leaving the homestead?
I guess. I don't let a dog out in the morning anymore, I don't take notes.
That's true.
I'm sorry. I'm not as observant on what did I experience.
I guess I'm sorry I brought that up.
Oh, I know. Hey, yeah, shame on you. Shame on you. And I'm very sorry. I was not prepared for today. I didn't realize that today is National Banana Day.
It is?
Yes, which is a very special Morning Scramble holiday. I got all storm anxious.
Every day is National Banana Day with the Morning Scramble. I always have a banana.
I'm going to go today and get new bananas.
You've been in the grape kick for a while.
I have.
Right?
Yes, yeah. I have.
Well, happy National Banana Day.
Did you know the banana is a berry?
Get out of here.
I'm not even kidding. Botanically. Botanically, it is categorized as a berry because it grows from a flower. It's like a single thing.
I thought it grew from a tree.
Well, it grows from a tree, but the tree flowers.
Okay.
And then the flower becomes the banana. That's what happens with berries.
But that also happens with apples. My apple tree's flower.
And it contains seeds. So wait.
Are apples berries?
Is an apple a berry?
My God.
Well, okay, now I just have more questions. You say it like that.
It took me a good 20 years to accept that tomatoes were fruit.
But it doesn't have to be.
Because of the seed component.
Maybe because it doesn't have to be pollinated. It grows from a flower with a single ovary, and it contains seeds on the inside. So
it is
a berry?
Thus the berry component?
Thus the berry?
That's crazy.
There is much we do not know about the banana.
Except that they're delicious. Iowa may soon be seeing a little dollop of daisy.
What?
The Boone City Council is working with the state of Iowa to woo the Daisy Company to land a $708 million production facility.
Do a dollop.
If successful, it'd be the largest capital investment ever in Boone. The plant would employ 250 people. They currently are dolloping all over Texas, Ohio, and Arizona at present.
Dolloping all over.
They make cottage cheese.
Yes.
They make sour cream. Do they make dips?
Do they make like yogurt?
I don't think so.
No? Oh.
Not that I'm aware of. I don't know. I just know them as the sour cream people
mostly.
Primarily, and then I think just
a cottage cheese.
Little cottage cheese, yes. Speaking of little, sports! This is the Caitlin Clark effect right here.
What do we got?
The WNBA draft, people tuning in to watch, averaged 2.4 million viewers on ESPN. A 300% increase from the previous all-time high, which was the year before.
Wow.
Which was 572,000 people. They tripled their viewership numbers plus.
Wow.
That's one person, right?
Mostly.
And I'll make the argument too, because it went from 2022 to 2023, another 170,000 people watched. And I think that's because people were watching more women's basketball in general.
Yes.
That's where you could see like the seed was planted.
Sure.
And then you've at least harvested some viewership this year. And it's going to go further. Within an hour of the draft, Caitlin Clark's jersey through the website Fanatics, which does professional jerseys for all sports, sold out.
Whoa.
Extra small to double X minus a handful of smalls they still had in inventory, all sold out within an hour.
Wow.
And I was researching this story this morning, and I think I just pulled up WNBA jersey store, and the little graphic for the WNBA is all number 22s. Every jersey they're using to make you click are all number 22s.
Wow.
They know what they're doing.
Oh my gosh.
For shots. The Olympic torch was officially lit yesterday.
It was?
T-minus 100 days.
The count is on?
The count is on.
Wait. But it's spring, not even
100 days till the summer, man.
Wow.
NBC also announcing Kelly Clarkson and Peyton Manning will co-host the opening ceremonies alongside sports reporter Mike Tirico. They're going to treat it more like a Macy's parade and less like We look into the stadium, and that represents the solemn nature of children and the excitement for the future.
So is it going to be like, oh, wow, look at that. That's cool.
I feel like they're trying to hip it up a little bit.
Okay.
That's been, I think, the challenge on all of the Olympics.
I don't know what that represents, but it's beautiful, don't you think?
I think with those three personalities alone, Tirico kind of keeps it sporty.
Right.
Peyton Manning.
And he might be like the straight man. Like he would have some of the answers.
I watch enough Kelly Clarkson to know she talks a lot.
Yes.
Right. In like her talk show. And she's just, if it's on her brain, it comes out. Yes. I think that'll be good. And I think Peyton Manning.
He's funny.
He can play the funny guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I think I like the lineup.
But he's also sports, right?
Yes. But you've got two people there who've never been in the Olympics. If you look at it that way, too.
Yes, that's
because a
true.
Lot of times, like, well, let's go find some Olympians to talk about what it's like to be. No, let's just get a couple of people who are good at talking.
Yeah.
And that should be a fun way to start.
Cool.
The opening ceremonies. Claire, did you know an estimated 1.5 million pounds of instrument string metal? Like, let's say you play guitar, slapping the bass. That's
big
metal.
Dime.
Big dime, slapping the bass.
Yeah.
Those four strings, that's metal, man.
Yeah.
And if you restring your bass guitar, what do you do with the old strings? You throw them away.
Throw them away.
No. Recycle them. Why not?
I guess.
In response for Earth Day, Earth Month, West Music in on the right on the line of Marion and Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
I think they're technically a Marion company, but right there in Cedar Rapids, is hosting an event for musicians to recycle and replace their old instrument strings for no charge. The event will take place this Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. So if you play a string instrument that has a metal bass string,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking primarily guitars, and also bass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Your daughter plays a violin. What's it strung with?
It has
strings.
Several strings.
Okay.
I believe that they are clear and plastic.
And honestly, at that level, fifth grade, sixth grade, you might start plastic.
I don't know.
And then when you work up into the professional level.
I honestly, she hasn't brought it home in a while either. Like,
is that good or bad?
It's not great, Eric. It's not great.
Well, I'm sorry I brought it up. But however.
Thank you for bringing up
for
that.
For those who are practicing religiously and playing your string instrument.
And if you've seen your child's instrument more than I have, maybe you know.
And if you'd like to actually recycle those strings so they don't end up in a landfill, just contact West Music in Marion Cedar Rapids. They'll tell you about the event coming up Saturday, April 20th at 10 o'clock in the morning. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
The Naked Gun is being remade. Liam Neeson is taking over in the role of Lieutenant Frank Durbin. Leslie Nielsen played the original in the movies. And his co-star playing the role played by Priscilla Presley back in the day, Jane Spencer, Pam Anderson.
Perfect casting.
Yeah. They just announced Pamela Anderson is going to be playing that role. Not clear if that's going to be Pamela Anderson's name, too, if she's going to also be Jane Spencer, if she'll have a different name, but she's going to be in that role, which you kind of need, right? It's going to hit theaters July of 2025.
How about the OJ role?
No announcement on that one yet, but seems like about the time you'd want to, right?
Norberg.
Yeah. Who's going to be Norberg? This year, they're shaking things up at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They are going to be announcing which of this year's inductees are actually going to make it. They're going to make the announcement live on American Idol.
American Idol?
Yeah. This Sunday, the 21st, Lionel Richie, who was inducted in 2022, along with host Ryan Seacrest, are going to be making the announcement live during Sunday's episode.
It's like the weird Wheel of Fortune crossover.
I know. Okay. They have a lot of really great names to choose from. Mary J. Blige is nominated, Mariah Carey, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Eric B. and Ramkin, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Jane's Addiction, Kool and the Gang, Lenny Kravitz, Oasis, Sinead O'Connor, Ozzy Osbourne, Saeed, and A Tribe Called Quest.
Sade. Yes. That's a who's who of who's who.
That's a lot.
I also like the theme that maybe then some of the Idol performers can sing songs from them.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool.
Yes.
They are also going to be announcing who the fan vote is. They just closed out the fan voting, and they let people know that leading the way with the most votes of anyone, Dave Matthews Band.
Makes total sense based on their following.
However, don't go falling in love and thinking, oh, they're a shoo-in then. Just because you get the fan vote doesn't mean you get inducted. They actually won the fan vote in 2020 as well.
Oops.
Yeah, but you have to get the most from the 1,000 Hall of Fame current members.
Oh.
They have to vote for you.
Hey, Dave Matthews sent a lot of muffin baskets. 1,000 muffin baskets.
1,000 muffin baskets. Okay, I told you I got Caitlin Clark good news and some not so great news. Okay, first of all, if we were watching Monday night as she was the number one WNBA draft, which was so cool after the weekend she had with being a guest on Saturday Night Live, potentially getting to meet Chris Stapleton and everybody who was on stage, she got starstruck after she was announced as the number one draft because they showed her a video made specifically for her, a message to Caitlin Clark from her favorite celebrity of all time, Luke Combs.
She doesn't show emotion very often.
No, she doesn't.
So it's cool when it happens.
I liked watching her just get kind of like flustered, like red cheeks. She doesn't do that. Like, you could tell there was maybe some nerves on Saturday Night Live, and I thought at the end, like, she's going to get to meet Chris Stapleton. I bet she really enjoys him because I know she's a big country music yeah. fan. But she lost it a little bit with Luke Combs. That was cool. Okay, that's the great news.
Yes.
Not so hot news is a comparison. Everybody's talking about the big salary disparity between the NBA and the WNBA. And obviously, even though she's the number one draft pick, Caitlin Clark's salary deal, it's not great.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
There's a cap for rookies. It's yep. not going anywhere.
Yep. So she's going to make $338,056.
That's a four-year contract.
4 years. Yep. It breaks down and it's not great. She's going to also be making less, obviously, than a lot of the NBA players, but also less in her first 4 years as a pro than three NBA mascots.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. Denver Nuggets, Rocky the Mountain Lion, gets a salary of $625,000.
A year?
A year. Harry the Hawk of the Atlanta Hawks pulls in $600,000. Chicago Bulls, Benny the Bull.
Yeah.
$400,000. Those three make more than anyone in the WNBA.
Oh my God.
More than the Rook, more than those paid the most in the WNBA.
A person in a costume.
Yes.
You don't even know who they are.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. But don't worry, because endorsements are going to help out a lot.
Oh, for sure.
Caitlin's going to be just fine, everybody. Just fine.
I also want to audition to be a mascot now.
I know.
Mascot money? You kidding
Hello?
Me?
Hello. That's what we like to call.
Z's sleaze.
Okay. We've all been in situations where it's kind of like a fork in the road. And you have to decide as a parent, how am I going to approach this? And you have to make a split decision.
Knowing all factors to be true, you have to deal with temper tantrums. You have to deal with public embarrassment.
It's almost like you have to see the future. Like, if I choose this course of action, what's going to happen after that?
It's weird because I'm sure your mind's eye is like, I know exactly where this is going.
Yeah.
It's also when you hear things like time slows down.
Yes.
Yes.
You just want to select the path of least resistance and just successfully get through a family meal.
And none of these options that we're going to provide are great options.
No.
So this scenario, family of four, middle of July, let's go out to eat. That's a big deal, alone. You get the worst booth in the whole place. It's that kind of clamshell.
Just you're, slide down.
You got to slide
shorts.
In. It feels weird on your thigh skin. That alone's no fun. But you guys get placed. Orders have been placed. A couple baskets of chicken strips come out for the little ones. The meal is going fine.
Sure.
Maybe a spilled pop here or there, but everything's, for the most part, like, this is a win.
You can handle it.
And then one chicken strip gets dropped on the floor, probably by the more ornery one.
Now, how do you react as the parent in that situation? You have a couple of options before you.
You could try to retrieve it, which, number one, is physically almost impossible the way the booth is set up.
It's so hard to do.
But it's down there, and you can bring it back up. It's going to be a lot longer than 5 seconds. But there is an option to retrieve and to probably eat. There's another option.
There's no way that 5 seconds would apply there, though. In the style of booth?
No.
You can't get it in 5 seconds.
How about your brother or sister share with you?
Oh,
How's that going to go down, of two kids?
Bring that up. That'll get shut down so fast.
Maybe.
Especially if it's an older to a younger.
Oh, yeah. It's not happening.
They should know better. They won't.
Or flag down somebody from the restaurant and see if the kitchen would be willing to prepare one chicken strip.
Would you be interested in this? Huh?
A basket? No, we want just one.
One?
Just one chicken strip. One. That is the conundrum. This does feel like that ABC show, What Would You Do?
Yes.
Right?
Totally.
Well, that's the question we put out for Momtroversy. That's the question we would love you to answer. You can do so on the Z Facebook page. The phone lines are open at 200-1029. Are you calling for Momtroversy?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. What's your answer? What do you do if you're out to eat, the kid drops the chicken strip? What's your next move?
I'm going to have the hard conversation. You shouldn't have dropped it.
And so now you have to watch your sibling have one more chicken strip than you.
Yep.
But the other two.
And I'm also a server.
Oh, you're.
Okay.
Has this happened? Has anyone ever asked you for one bonus chicken strip before?
Yes, and I'm going to tell you how mad my kitchen was.
Oh!
Don't do it.
I mean, honestly, and she knows, it's the lesser of three evils.
Yeah.
You just have to, it's the most immediate, right? You can't eat it off the floor, and we're not asking for one more because that's going to end poorly. You just got to live with the consequences.
Yes, because stuff like this always happens on Fridays and Saturdays.
During the busy
yeah,
shift.
It never fails.
Yes, yes. Oh, thank you for your perspective. Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you.
Bye.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Moms and dads, you know, grandparents, aunts and uncles, if you go out to eat with a kid, it can be a tough situation.
I never considered this until this moment that this is also an aunt and uncle troversy.
Anybody who's taken youngsters out, like anybody.
Oh my God, if I was dealing with my niece and nephew from Des Moines and a chicken strip dropped on the floor as I've seen them melt down in their own homes.
Yeah.
I would panic, Claire.
It's a very dangerous situation taking kids out to eat because you want everybody to be happy and fed. But if one thing goes wrong, like they drop a chicken strip, even though it's a very minimal thing, it becomes a huge deal.
What would you do in that situation?
I would definitely pick it up and give it back.
To the kid to eat?
Absolutely. If they're going to drop it on the floor, they can pick it up and eat it.
I
little
pay
dirt
for
doesn't
it.
Hurt nothing.
Oh.
I do subscribe to the, I mean, bad things could come up, but more than likely, it's got a little dirt. And you know what? It builds immunity. Come on, Claire.
Yeah. I just can't.
She just grabbed a bottle of hand sanitizer, I think, completely subconsciously. Have you actually had this scenario happen in your family?
Yeah, I have six kids, and that happens quite a bit.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and with six, it's like we're not asking for one chicken strip. We're not doing any of this nonsense.
Nope.
This is your responsibility, your food. Take care of it.
Yeah.
And that's the way we do it in that household. Now, to be fair, this is coming from the guy whose mother took his own tooth and shoved it back in his mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
When I knocked it out.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we made a potion for my little brother one day. And she's like, it's not going to kill you.
You'll be fine.
We're a hard knocks sort of household.
Yeah. You know, we have gotten a little softer around the edges.
Maybe feels that way. But everybody takes this on differently. That's our Momtroversy question. You're out to eat. Kid drops a chicken strip. What do you do next?
I would offer my son something off my plate. If you would want it.
Pacify.
Yep, I would offer, and I, we would pick the chicken strip up and not eat it on the floor.
That's a great solution. I didn't even consider.
Yeah, you probably have a little something you could offer.
Yes, because that way you don't want to order one more thing from the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably some, and you, if there are two kids at the table, sharing is probably not happening at that moment, right?
Right. Yes, exactly. I have a hard time getting my son to eat anyway. And so if he wants something off my plate, I literally will. I don't need anyway, so.
That way they can eat, like they become your garbage disposal a little bit, right?
I wasn't going to finish that anyway. Yes, but what if I was, I was really hungry. It's hard to know what the right move is here. It reminds me of that episode of Bluey that I just watched about how you don't know what's going to happen. Like sometimes in life you make these decisions. I'm sorry. I know I've
Why
brought
does
it up.
Everything, it's been this
we
last 2 weeks.
Again yesterday as we were trying
back to Bluey.
Back to Bluey. We watched it again while we were riding out the storm because I needed them to calm down a little bit.
Okay.
And it's just about how like sometimes things in life, like a dropped chicken strip are going to happen and you don't know what to do next, and you have to make a decision, and maybe it's a good decision, maybe it's a bad decision. You don't know what's going to happen, Eric.
Can you write the Bluey people? Tell them, like, hey
Ludo.
I got an idea for an episode.
Yes.
Is that, I don't know. That's
Bluey drops a chicken strip. Think about it.
Momtroversy, you're out to eat, your kid drops a chicken strip. What do you do next? Phone lines 200-1029 or, of course, the Z Facebook page.
They need to learn lessons about how to what happens when you drop food.
So it's a teaching moment?
I think a teaching moment. So there are sometimes hard lessons in life, and this is a soft one that can help them to, you know, strive with the harder ones.
Yeah, sometimes, that's, life isn't fair.
And I do like how you just put that. There are hard lessons in life, and this is actually a soft one.
You know what? That was what Bluey was about.
Yeah.
That episode, yeah. Sometimes you just don't know.
Claire, maybe someone will do a cartoon about it.
Here we go.
That's how
so.
I learned best.
No worries. Yeah, well, thank you for listening.
Well, thank you for listening.
Oh, thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Did we just become best friends?
I think we're best friends.
Oh, my God.
We did.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
If our off-air conversation is any indication, we're going to have a lovely time talking to Sarah right now from Shive Hattery. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
Fantastic.
Awesome.
You guys were so generous. You reached out. Actually, this all starts with me talking to the city of Cedar Rapids and being very honest with them that we wanted to do something for Earth Day. But we know ourselves, and we didn't have, you know, the wherewithal to adopt a highway, but we would consider fostering a highway.
No, like, what can we do? Like, it doesn't have to be a big thing, right?
No.
You don't have to take the day off to commit to making the Earth a better place. What if we had, like, just an hour to give back?
And a lot of our city's business partners work with the city, Adopt a Street program, and your contact information came up, Sarah, with Shive Hattery. And you guys are kind of tackling an issue with downtown Cedar Rapids and are inviting us to join you on Monday. What's the plan for Monday?
Absolutely. So over the lunch hour, we're just going to get together and head out in the community to help pick up garbage and clean up our area.
And you're downtown. That's easy. I think you're in the Armstrong building, right?
Correct. Yep. Yep.
That's really simple and approachable. Is it just kind of like, you know, check in, grab a trash bag and a stick with a pointy end and then get to cleaning, or what are the rules?
Yeah, pretty much. All are welcome to join, and we're going to meet by the front desk here in our office shortly before noon, and just we've got gloves and bags for everyone that's participating, and just head out and really make a difference in the hour and impact the community that we work in down here.
So Shive Hattery is an architecture and engineering firm. And if I get paired up with an architect or engineer, I'm not going to know what to talk about. Will there be talk?
Are there topics
or icebreakers that will also be provided? So it's not an hour of silence.
There will be lots of friendly conversations.
Okay, good.
All human.
You're asking to butt in on her cleanup day. And also, will you provide me with talk topics?
And don't make it weird. I just did.
Oh, my God.
I just made it weird.
You know what, Sarah? I think we'll be able to manage the talk topic.
We're pretty good conversationalists.
So, don't worry, Eric. We'll have icebreakers and prompts ready for you.
Prompts and icebreakers.
Thank you, Sarah. You should be able to handle yourself. I should hope.
I do, though, in all seriousness, how long have you guys been downtown? And do you always kind of do this for Earth Day, or what's kind of the inspiration this year?
Oh, goodness. Well, we've been downtown and in Cedar Rapids for 127 years. So we've really helped develop the city, and it's just really important and near and dear to us to give back to the communities that we work in and create a positive impact. Especially, you know, we work here, we live here, and we design here as well.
That is so cool. I love that. And I just a suggestion. If we are cleaning things up, and at the end, is there any, like, closing ceremony? I know you said we're going to meet and, like, inspire. If there was a closing ceremony, could I suggest, like, maybe everybody share, like, the most interesting thing that you picked up?
Sure.
Sarah, I apologize. I want talk topics, and Claire wants to run the event.
No.
Just
no.
The ending.
I want a small competition. It's not a competition.
It's a competition.
It's
you
a
want
share
a medal.
Circle. No. I want a share circle. And I want everyone to know I found the most interesting piece of trash.
I'm so sorry. I have a feeling if we're auditioning her, she's auditioning us at the same time. This is ending poorly.
You're going to get uninvited.
We're going to be so uninvited. Okay, so here for sure, we'll join you at noon downtown on Monday. You're providing everything we need to worry about. I don't need talk topics. I think I can handle my own. But Claire would like a show and tell moment at the end of the hour. Is that possible?
I love that. I think that's a great idea.
We're in. All right.
Like, why don't you just share with people on the radio?
All right. Other than that, besides you probably telling me when we're done to lose your phone number, Sarah, I think we're booked. I think we'll be joining you and Shav Hattery on Monday. Does that sound like a plan?
Sounds like a plan. Fantastic.
All right. Thank you so much for being or asking us to be your Earth Day partner.
Yeah.
We really look forward to having a good time and actually helping the planet and everywhere else up.
We'll do better on Monday.
We promise we'll do better on Monday. Big thanks to Sarah Wright from Shive Hattery. They have invited us to join their Earth Day festivities, and we are all in coming up on Monday afternoon.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Getting you all set for Z102.9 Prom 2024. Hold your horses!
Hold your horses, but get ready to dance because it's going to be a heck of a time. May 4th. This is coming up on a Saturday night. Downtown Cedar Rapids is going to be a party.
Yeah, we're going to open the doors at 8 o'clock. Party's going to continue till about 11:30. Then we'll release you to the wild. Go have some even more fun in downtown Cedar Rapids. But it all originates, of course, at the Cedar Rapids Doubletree by Hilton Convention Complex. We going to get you in there at 8 o'clock. You got to have a ticket. Let's start with the basics, right? You got to have a ticket to get in the door. You can buy it right now online at our website, KZIA.com, or go to the Z102.9 app.
You can get them in person, too, because there are some convenience fees when you go online, if you buy tickets online. If you don't want to pay those fees, great. Go to the Theater of Cedar Rapids box office. They can take your cash, $30 cash, exact change only, please, or Hurtian & Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City.
We make sure that this is a fun event that you can have with the lights on and the lights off. You go and follow me with on
okay.
This is fine.
Lights on, lights off.
Lights off, but dance lights are on, right? And that's the dance floor. That's DJ Lady J.
Yes.
Lights on. Every year, the ongoing challenge is to outdo what we did the year before. And we make it an experience for the senses, for the eyes, a lot of times for the camera.
Yes.
And we're going to have a variety of places where you can take photos. We've been informed that producer Ben is going to be a jockey.
He's going to be one of those
or dressed as a jockey
photo op moments.
Sure.
He's going to be in a jockey costume and you can like, and then it's like, I met producer Ben and I got a great picture.
Now I am the guy that likes to call out what I find to be a little unusual. And if you've ever watched any horse racing at all, Ben technically would never be a jockey. He's too tall.
Yes, but he is slight.
He's very slight. But it's like, if you sat him on a saddle, his feet are probably touching the ground. That's how tall he is.
It's not that
he's
tall.
He's the world's tallest jockey.
He's not that tall.
I think he's too thin, right?
Have you ever seen a jockey?
Yes. They're more built like me. They've got to control the beast, man. Let's just start with his. Start with his Ben thighs.
Yes.
I don't think he's got the muscle.
You don't think Ben's thighs have what it takes to ride a horse?
I don't think Ben's ever been on a horse before. Have you been on a horse before?
I've been on a horse. I wouldn't say I'm definitely not a jockey.
Let me one up both of you. You ever been to horseback riding camp?
No.
Boom! I went to a horseback riding camp through my church. Why are you making a face?
How have I never heard this?
Because horses don't come up very often on the Morning Scramble.
Not often I get to flex that.
But I think I could be a better jockey than Ben. Hands down. What? I've been to horseback riding camp.
Yeah,
I've got the build.
Have to be an actual jockey to be a guy dressed as a jockey to take a picture with people.
But isn't it silly that he's too tall to be a jockey? He's dressed like a jockey. I'm more jockey height in this building than anybody else. Fair?
Height?
Yes.
Yes.
Why did you go height like there's another round of auditioning? What am I not? Say it. What am I too much of or not enough of?
If Ben's too tall, you have a little, your shoulders are too broad. You're
stocky.
You're a stocky jockey. You are
stocky jockey.
I would say that.
I would take stocky jockey over slender Ben.
Slender. Leave Ben alone.
I would like to be a jockey, please. There, I've said it. How do I?
You have to apply.
I do. I just gave you my credentials. I went to horseback riding camp. I'm in. Aren't I?
I'm the most qualified. You know what? If you write a cover letter, I want you to write a cover letter on why you should be a jockey at Z102.9's Hold Your Horses prom, Saturday, May 4th.
When's this cover letter due?
Tomorrow. I don't know.
Okay. Fine. You don't think I'll do it. Yeah. I will write you. I will.
Game on.
I will apply to be the jockey of the prom.
Do it.
The stocky jockey of the Hold Your Horses prom 2024.
Apply today.
Game on.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Yesterday, we had a lovely dinner with some friends. As I've mentioned a few times, that Billy Joel concert live at Madison Square Garden is happening with us and another couple. That was the Christmas present for my friend. He bawled like a baby when he got those tickets.
That's one of his bucket
lists. It's a bucket list band.
Yeah.
So we had dinner with them last night, kind of planning out. It's kind of, for them, it's a long week. We're just going to spend the weekend with them. But one of their kids is getting married. And we were expecting yesterday to be the dinner where I get invited to officiate the wedding.
Yeah.
And as things turned out, and I had on pretty good authority that it was going to happen, and it didn't. So I guess technically I was uninvited to do the wedding. Even though I wasn't officially invited, we're part of the ceremony. We get to actually sign the marriage certificate. We're going to be their witnesses.
That's cool.
So that's very, very special. But we got to talking because the three of us, so my friend, the dad, and then the son, which is, by the way, like our house watch, dog watch guy.
Yeah.
Are both into vinyl. Vinyl's hot right now.
Cool.
And I think it's something called Record Day is happening on Saturday.
Is it?
So they're road tripping. I overheard this conversation at the bar last night. So I just took it upon myself 10 minutes ago to invite myself.
Really?
Yes. So if I'm uninvited to officiate the wedding, I have just officially invited myself to tag along because they're driving to the Quad Cities for Record Day.
Wow.
Did I overstep?
You weaseled your way in.
Sure did.
Well.
Little Weaselton. Wesselton. I Wesseltoned in.
Got yourself invite. You got the invite, whatever, right?
The text went as follows.
Yeah.
I said, what time are you going to the Quad City Saturday? Can I come? Is it weird I invited myself? In that order.
And you called it out.
I called it out.
Yeah.
And they said they're more than happy for me to join them.
Okay, there. So they could have said, it's really a father-son thing.
They could have.
Right?
But nope. I re-invited myself.
Look who's invited.
So I'm actually looking. Shannon's out of town this weekend, so give me something to do with the guys.
Look at the weasel.
Look at the Wessel.
Wessel. It's pronounced Wessel.
Wesselton.
Look at the Wessel.
Wesselton.
Wesseling his way in. You know what's weaseling its way into my neck of the woods?
What?
I just noticed yesterday as the big storms are going through and then all of a sudden the sun comes out and it's gorgeous.
Yeah, that was really cool.
The evening was just so lovely. I told my daughter, like, even if it's just around the block, please just go for a walk with me. It's just so lovely out. We can't be cooped up inside. So we get to walking and we walk one block to the west and all of a sudden we see a very familiar to you and me sight. Do you recall before 5 trees were planted in our front yard, before the trees took that spot, there were a bunch of flags.
Flags?
Flags flapping in the breeze saying power here, gas here, water here. Look out, look out, look out.
I remember those flags.
There are a ton of flags. First, they came for the place where I work, and now they're coming for where I live?
The flags are following you, Claire!
The trees are coming! The trees are coming!
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live, weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.